I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. When left untreated, the damage that high blood pressure does to your circulatory system is a significant contributing factor to heart attack, stroke, and other health threats. Dr. Christine Homestead is here to talk about the treatment and management of hypertension to help reduce these risks. Dr. Homestead is a professor of neurology, and she's director of clinical stroke services at MUSC. Dr. Homestead, tell us about high blood pressure and cardiovascular health.
High blood pressure in South Carolina is a major problem. It's a lead contributing disease to both heart disease, peripheral vascular disease, and stroke. And about 1 in 3 South Carolinians have been told by their doctors that they actually have high blood pressure. But high blood pressure is actually known as the silent killer, which means most people don't even know they have high blood pressure. So thousands more South Carolinians actually have high blood pressure and don't even know it.
And what is it about high blood pressure that seems to present a significant risk then for stroke and heart attack? What's really going on?
High blood pressure causes stiffness and narrowing of the arteries that feed the organs, such as the heart, the brain, and other parts of our bodies, like our peripheral vascular system, which is our legs and arms. So over time, the blood pressure just causes stiffness and narrowing of those arteries that can lead to heart attacks, strokes, and other problems.
And what really is considered high blood pressure?
So we always say, know your numbers. Currently, the recommendations by the American Heart Association and Stroke Association are that your upper number, called your systolic blood pressure, should be less than 130, and the lower number, called the diastolic blood pressure, should be less than 80.
And what is the most effective way to manage hypertension for somebody who is diagnosed with high blood pressure?
Doctors often prescribe blood pressure medications, and there are many, many medications now on the market that are very, very effective, very safe, have minimal interactions with other medications, and are very affordable. If patients have any issues or their blood pressure is not responding, adjustments can be made to the dosages of the medications. Sometimes physicians have to add a second medication or additional medications to help lower the blood pressure.
And Dr. Homestead, if indeed you lower blood pressure, does that reduce the risk for heart attack and stroke?
Absolutely. By lowering the blood pressure, you can reduce your risk of a heart attack or stroke substantially. In fact, high blood pressure is the number one risk factor for cardiovascular disease. So getting your blood pressure under control is the best thing that you can do to lower your risk of heart attack and stroke.
What other things can an individual do to help lower blood pressure and therefore lower their risk of heart attack and stroke?
Some really common ways that we can live better lives to reduce our blood pressure and reduce our risk of stroke and heart disease include lowering the amount of sodium that we intake in our diet, working with your primary care physician or internal medicine doctor to aim for a very healthy weight. Get at least 30 minutes of exercise on most days of the week. Again, please consult with your physician before starting an exercise program, but exercise in itself lowers blood pressure dramatically. Obviously, take your medicine if it's prescribed. And the most impactful thing we can do to lower your blood pressure and lower your risk for heart disease and stroke is to stop smoking.
Dr. Homestead, thanks for this update about hypertension and cardiovascular health.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.